standing there? Was she moving at all?
Just breathing very slow, mistress, said Big Jan.
Were her eyes shut?
Aye.
Miss Level started to breathe very fast. She walked out of her own body. There's not one witch in 100 who can do that, she said. That's borrowing, that is. It's better than any circus trick. It's putting your mind somewhere else. You'd have to learn how to protect yourself before you ever try it. And she just invented it because she didn't have a mirror. The little fool, why didn't she say? She walked out of her own body and left it there for anything to take over. I wonder what she thought she was doing. After a while, Rob Anybody gave a polite cough.
We're better at questions about fighting, drinking and stealing, he mumbled. We dinna have the knowing or the haggling.
Chapter 7. The Matter of Brian. Something that called itself Tiffany flew across the treetops. It thought it was Tiffany. It could remember everything, nearly everything, about being Tiffany. It looked like Tiffany. It even thought like Tiffany, more or less. It had everything it needed to be Tiffany, except Tiffany. Except the tiny part of her that was me. It peered from her own eyes, tried to hear with her own ears, think with her own brain. A hiver took over its victim not by force exactly, but simply by moving into any space, like the hermit elephant. The hermit elephant of Hawanderland has a very thin hide except on its head, and young ones will often move into a small mud hut while the owners are out. It is far too shy to harm anyone, but most people quit their huts pretty soon after an elephant moves in. For one thing, it lifts the hut off the ground and carries it away on its back across the veldt, settling it down over any patch of nice grass that it finds. This makes housework very unpredictable. Nevertheless, an entire village of hermit elephants moving across the plains is one of the finest sights on the continent. A hiver just took you over because that was what it did, until it was in all the places and there was no room left. Except it was having trouble. It had flowed through her like a dark tide, but there was a place, tight and sealed, that was still closed. If it had the brains of a tree, it would have been puzzled. If it had had the brains of a human, it would have been frightened. Tiffany brought the broomstick in low over the trees and landed it neatly in Mrs. Earwig's garden. There really was nothing to it, she decided. You just had to want it to fly. Then she was sick again, or at least tried to be, but since she'd thrown up twice in the air, there wasn't much left to be sick with. It was ridiculous. She wasn't frightened of flying anymore, but her stupid stomach was. She wiped her mouth carefully and looked around. She'd landed on a lawn. She'd heard of them, but had never seen a real one before. There was grass all around Miss Level's cottage, but that was just, well, the grass of the clearing. Every other garden she'd seen was used for growing vegetables, with perhaps just a little space for flowers, if the wife had got tough about it. A lawn meant you were posh enough to afford to give up valuable potato space. This lawn had stripes. Tiffany turned to the stick and said, "Stay," and then marched across the lawn to the house. This was a lot grander than Miss Level's cottage, but from what Tiffany had heard, Mrs. Earwig was a more senior witch. She'd also married a wizard, although he didn't do any wizarding these days. It was a funny thing, Miss Level said, but you didn't often meet a poor wizard. She knocked at the door and waited. There was a curse net hanging in the porch. You'd have thought that a witch wouldn't need such a thing, but Tiffany supposed they used them as decoration. There was also a broomstick leaning against the wall and a five-pointed silver star on the door. Mrs. Earwig advertised. Tiffany knocked on the door again, much harder. It was instantly opened by a tall, thin woman all in black. But it was a very decorative, rich, deep black, all lacy and ruffled, and set off with more silver jewellery than Tiffany imagined could exist. She didn't just have rings on her fingers. Some fingers had sort of silver finger gloves designed to look like claws. She gleamed like the night sky. And she was wearing her pointy hat, which Miss Level never did at home. It was taller than any hat that Tiffany had ever seen. It had stars on it, and silver hatpins glistened.